We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Christmas is closer than you think. A lot of people have already started doing their holiday shopping, but not everyone in Austin and Central Texas can afford to do that. And again, this year, the Salvation Army, with your help, will try to give the gift of Christmas to Central Texas families through the Angel Tree Program. And here to walk us through the Angel Tree Program and tell us all about it is Jason Whaley and Audrey Vivar from the Salvation Army here in Austin, online at salvationarmyaustin.org. Guys, I appreciate you taking the time today.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, I'm thinking we could have done this in person because they're starting to loosen up the rules, but I guess we're just going to do this one on the phone. But next time, we'll have you guys come in the studio. How about that?
Absolutely. We would love to do that.
All right, guys, for anybody who doesn't know or maybe needs a refresher course on the Angel Tree Program here in Austin and Central Texas, what is it?
So, yeah, since 1979, we essentially have started the Angel Tree Program, and it is there to fulfill Christmas wishes and the needs of children up to 12 years old throughout Central Texas for families in need. And it's been a wonderful program for us, and of course it's been a wonderful program for so many children and families across Central Texas who, you know, might not have had a good Christmas and might not have had some presents for the little ones. And so it's been a wonderful thing that we've been able to be a part of for the last several years.
And who is the Angel Tree Program for? Is it for kids of a specific age bracket, or are there income qualifications, or how does it work? Where do the families come from, and what families are you looking for?
Yes, yeah, so they are for families, struggling families. There are certain income requirements, but it really is for any struggling family who has children under the ages of 12.
And if somebody thinks that maybe they qualify or they know somebody who might qualify and need some help bringing Christmas into the house, how can we get the word out? What do they need to do? What's the application process like?
Sure. So in years past, we've taken in-person applications, which, you know, has its own set of challenges. This year, for the first time, it's only available online, which is, you know, a lot easier for people because they can do it, obviously, from the comfort of their own home on a phone or a computer. And all they have to do is go to salvationarmyaustin.org, and they can. We also, the other nice thing is we have instructions in English and Spanish. So we make it very easy for everybody. And then you'll click a link. It'll walk you through the documents that you need and how to, you know, enter all your information. And then you're good.
I think the Angel Tree Program, again, the Salvation Army here in Austin and Central Texas, it's a fantastic program. It's really important. How many families or children are served through the program kind of annually?
We usually serve more than 7,000 children every single year.
That is a lot of kids getting a Christmas who normally wouldn't have Christmas, right?
Definitely, yes.
And it's Christmas gifts for children, but it's really so much more than that. We've talked about this over the course of the number of years here at Intercom Austin. Talk about, if you would, the importance of Christmas, because I believe that it goes beyond just receiving a gift. I know that's a big thing for kids, but can you talk about the larger picture for children who have Christmas, maybe compared to kids who don't have Christmas?
Sure. So, to me, Christmas is so much more than, as you alluded to earlier, about just the gift itself, but it's about the excitement. It's about knowing that Santa Claus has just come. It's about the magic of Christmas. And so being able to provide that for families and for children is immeasurable. I know that I had a few friends that when I was growing up, and their families ran into some difficult times. I know Christmases for them were sometimes very difficult. And to be able to keep a family from having to experience that, I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful program to get involved with.
Yeah, because these kids, these underprivileged kids, they don't live in a bubble. They're going to see all of their friends or everybody they know celebrating Christmas with toys and gifts. And to not have that at home, I think it's extremely difficult, especially for younger children.
That's absolutely right. Again, nobody wants to go wake up on Christmas morning and not be able to share in that excitement with the children and not have the kids have something that they ask Santa for and all the wonderful sentiments that come out of that. So really, it's a wonderful thing for the families and the children, and they get to share that joy with their friends and family.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking about the Angel Tree program with the Salvation Army here in Austin. It's SalvationArmyAustin.org. We're talking to Jason Whaley and Audrey Vivar with the Salvation Army here in Austin and in Central Texas. Guys, talk about the importance of the program for the families and the parents of these kids who will benefit from the Angel Tree program. What does the Angel Tree program mean for the families and the parents?
Yes, I mean, I think for the parents as well, there's just a level of dignity that comes from knowing that your kids have Christmas presents under the tree. I know our programs are very specific in a sense that, you know, the kids, we give the gifts to the parents a couple days before Christmas so that they're able to wrap them, they're able to prep them themselves and be able to give the gift to the children. The children most of the time do not know that they were, you know, sponsored by somebody in the community. So we are really grateful and able to provide that service for them.
And you guys mentioned the application process for the families a couple of minutes ago. Let's talk about that again. How can somebody either sign up their family or maybe get another family signed up? Or I guess, how can we spread the word about the Angel Tree program for families who may need it, who may want it, but don't know about it?
Sure. So again, this year, we're only taking applications online. And the easiest way to do that is to go to SalvationArmyAustin.org. And then there'll be an Angel Tree link, which you'll be able to see. Click on that, and it'll walk you through the process, both in English and Spanish. I do want to point out, though, that the registration is only open until October 31st. So there's still a couple of weeks left, but after October 31st, then we will close that portion of Angel Tree.
And so if you're going to do it soon, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Guys, if somebody has moved to help out, to help you give the gift of Christmas to families here in Central Texas, how can we do that? In years past, you'd go to the mall and pick an angel off the tree. I think that's how it used to work. What does it look like this year? And again, if somebody wants to adopt a family through the Angel Tree program, how is that going to work this year?
Yes, so there's two major ways of supporting if somebody is moved and wants to support our program. The first way is, like you said, there are Angel Tree tags to sponsor a child at malls, but also at our local Walmarts. We have a national partnership, and we're very grateful for that partnership with Walmart to be able to sponsor a child there. So feel free to check out your local Walmart and your local malls. But you can also easily donate funds on our website, SalvationArmyAustin.org, and those give us crucial funds to be able to fill in gaps whenever somebody forgets, perhaps, that they sponsored a child. Our team is able to go and buy Christmas gifts very quickly and fill in those gaps.
And what are the typical items, because I don't have kids, what are on the wish lists for kids typically these days?
Yeah, I mean, they range from all sorts of things. There's toys, I mean, there's slime. But we not only provide Christmas gifts for, like, toys, but we also provide Christmas clothing, winter clothing. So every family can go in and specify two gifts and also to types of clothing that they are in need of.
And I saw on the website a mention of Forgotten Angels. Can you talk about the Forgotten Angels? What's a Forgotten Angel, and what is it we can do to help them?
Yes, like I mentioned, you know, some people, out of the goodness of their heart, you know, get and sponsor lots of angels, lots of children, but, you know, see that, you know, at the end of the day, they're only able to sponsor maybe one or two, or maybe they just forget, honestly, because the holiday season is crazy for all of us. And so Forgotten Angels are angels that are not sponsored ultimately. And the way to help with that is really to donate funds on our website. And that helps us have that flexibility to be able to buy gifts.
And what about other ways to help in addition to donations? Do you need volunteers for the Angel Tree program? And if so, what kind of work is needed?
Yeah, we're, you know, as all nonprofits right now, we're taking it honestly week by week, step by step. COVID is honestly changing a lot of things, but I would recommend that everybody go to our website, salvationarmyaustin.org, and click, we have a volunteer section. And so whenever we have any volunteer spots that become available, they can register on our website.
And again, we're running out of time. If you want to get your family or another family signed up for the Angel Tree program of the Salvation Army of Central Texas, you need to do it quick. Jason or Audrey, remind me, what is the deadline and where can we get signed up?
Sure. So the deadline is Halloween, October 31st, which is gives you about a couple of weeks to get your registration done online. And the easiest way to do it is to go to salvationarmyaustin.org. And again, that's through October 31st. There'll be a link on the website. You click on that, and it will walk you through the process, both in English and Spanish.
And guys, with the last, say, I don't know, minute or two we've got left, what didn't we get to today that you'd like to talk about, either with the Angel Tree program or maybe the Red Kettles or whatever, really, the Salvation Army might want to mention here in the last minute or so? I'll give you the last word, and we'll start with you, Jason. Jason, what would you like to say to Central Texas?
Sure. I just want to say that, you know, this year, in light of the pandemic, so many families have been affected. So many people have lost their jobs. So many people are in great need for services like Angel Tree. And so I would encourage people to, you know, sign up if you're in that situation. If you've been more fortunate this year, donate your money. You know, donate. Go to a Walmart. Go to walmart.com, and you can also become a donor there. You know, help these families out. It's such an amazing amount of people who really need that help this year. And so I encourage everybody to take part in Angel Tree this year.
And again, I think that giving a toy or a donation so that the Salvation Army can give a toy, or give a toy to the parents to give to the kids, it really is way more than just giving a toy. It really is giving the gift of Christmas. And Audrey, what about you? Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to say to Central Texas about either the Angel Tree program or anything else the Salvation Army here in Central Texas is working on?
Yeah, I mean, I would just love to add that we're just so grateful to be able to serve our community. We've been in Austin since 1889, for more than a century. We've been providing services to the most vulnerable in Austin, and so we're just super grateful to be able to serve our community the way that we do.
All right, that's Jason Whaley and Audrey Vivar from the Salvation Army here in Austin at SalvationArmyAustin.org. Guys, I appreciate you being on Inside Austin today.
Thank you so much for having us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.